Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title is Fida Tuzbe Khake Shahre Madina. Mubarak tujhe ho e arde Madina. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi ka shahar hai. یہ شہر مدینہ مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ تیرے پاس جب سعی ید دو جہاں ہے تیرے پاس جب سعی ید دو جہاں ہے نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے فدا تجھ پہ خاک شہر مدینہ احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی صحابہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ
This beautiful بیان of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Allah روم وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حاکی محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ حضرت is teaching us that the very important aspect of Iman is to have great love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here Hazrat is teaching us the great love Hazrat has got for the particles of sand of Madina Sharif. So then can we imagine how much love Hazrat has got for Medina Sharif itself, and then for our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's the only way we can develop love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all this we can only get from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has brought us here to learn. And Hazrat in a poem says, that shart-e tawheed-e kamil yahi hai, the condition to have perfect and complete iman, perfect tawheed in the oneness of Allah. Whole life you can read La ilaha illallah, but if you don't add Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will never able to reach La ilaha illallah. And without the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we won't know the reality of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we can see the great love, and who can't be loving our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Only a person that is bereft of reality. Allah grant me, all of us, the true reality, and then out of the true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat has titled this beautiful bayan, Fida tujhpe e khaake Madina, that our lives be sacrificed on just the soil, the sand of Nabi Akram, Madina Sharif, where our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tread, every particle that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has touched, that land becomes so valuable, that more than the arsh, greater than the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So can we understand that when a person wants to go to Madina Sharif, he has to understand the reality of Madina Sharif. Hazrat says, Mubarak tujhe hama ho arz-e Madina, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka shahar hai, ya shahar-e Madina. Very blessed, O earth of Madina Sharif, that this part of the earth presently is even greater than Jannat. That this part of the earth has got our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam resting there. So how beloved is the earth of Madina Sharif in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presently. And why this is the city of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That this city, how mubarak it became. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, Allah took qasam, la uqsimu bihaza al-balad. Qasam of this great honorable city in which you were born. And when Allah's system is that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to go to Madina Sharif and spread the deen from there, how now that city became most mubarak in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, tere paas jab sayyid-e do jahan hai sallallahu alaihi wasallam, na kyun rashk-e aflaq ho fir Madina. If the king of both the worlds, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is resting on your part of the earth, on the Madina Sharif, then why won't it be envious to the people in the heavens also? And who are the people on the heavens? The Malaika. They are envying this part of the earth of Madina Sharif, where our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting. We should ponder and think. We all desire to go to Madina Sharif, but do we know the reality of Madina Sharif? How important is it that a person has to be, on the one hand, you got great love, but when we got an iota of who our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, you'll have that fear in your heart. Today we are going, but unfortunately myself, we don't know the reality of Madina Sharif. So we are, the moment we land in Madina Sharif, we are overtaken with the outward, with all the hotels, etc. Whereas a person should, his heart should be just now connected, that how can I go in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And with proper etiquette, he has to take his bath, etc. And as soon as possible, go and present himself and with fear in the court of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allahu Akbar. Hazrat then again explained another great aspect of the sign of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Forget the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cannot imagine. Tere sabze gumbad pe alam fidahe. Falak jaise chume zameen e Madina. That just that beautiful green dome upon under which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, that dome gets his honor because of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now that is the most beautiful dome in the whole world. There can't be anything compared to that, because Allah's special effulgence, Allah's nur is descending upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from there it is spreading throughout the world. So Hazrat is saying that, oh, the green dome of Madina, the whole world can be sacrificed upon you. And what is the value of the whole world? Compare, Allahu Akbar, to that beautiful green dome that is covering our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's so valuable, Hazrat says, and this is the lovers of Allah. When the eyes of the heart are open,
they can understand these realities, that it seems as if the heavens are kissing the ground of Medina Sharif. And what is it that the Malaika all the time are engaged in reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And billions of Malaika just every moment, especially now the season of Hajj, our hearts should be going, thronging towards Medina Sharif, Makkatul Mukarrama, whether we're going physically, but spiritually we should be there. And thinking how vibrant, why is that place vibrant? All the efforts of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what is the sign of that? Hazrat says, Tera zarra zarra nishani nabi hai, fida tujh pe me khaake shahre Medina. That every, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat is explaining that every sparkle of sand of Medina Sharif, every speck of sand is the sign of the great embodiment of the greatness and the great effort of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't leave any stone unturned in making an effort that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must reach every heart of every person. But it was only Allah ta'ala's system that those who came with open hearts, they got the beautiful guidance from Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But till today it is spreading throughout the world, the beautiful footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every sign of it we will find in Medina Sharif. That is if our eyes of the hearts open. And that is why very important, before a person wants to go for Hajj, Umrah, then he must come in the company of the friends of Allah and understand where he is going. Then a person will be worried and concerned. And Hazrat is saying that our lives be sacrificed upon you, O the soil of Medina Sharif. So what can be said? So how much our lives should be sacrificed upon Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Then our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before that, our pious elders who taught us of this reality. Then Hazrat is giving us a glimpse. Those who understood who was Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and realized and their hearts opened up. Then Uhud ki ye daman mein khoon e shaheeda, sabak de raha hai wafai Medina. What is the loyalty of Madinatul Munawwara? That is the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go and see at the lap of Mount Uhud. Those great personalities. That once upon a time they were lost, but when they came in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with open hearts, Allah says, Rijal, these are men. And what are men, as beautifully our Dada Shaykh explained, Allah Ta'ala doesn't need that people become shaheed in the world. But what Allah wants to show the world, who are the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they will write their love with their blood, the love of Allah with their blood. And Hazrat says, go and see in the lap of the Mount of Uhud, what great, great martyrs are laying there. Sayyidina Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, the uncle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they sacrificed their lives for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we have to learn. Going to Medina Sharif is not just we go and we come back and we put a, so to say, a feather in our cap, but if we take the lessons. And sadly today, many people do today, they go to Mount Uhud, but like a picnic, going with a picnic basket, etc. Later are we taking the realization, what were the sacrifices of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, that their blessings till today, Islam is spreading in the world. Nishani-e-Islam ki azmato ki, Sahaba radiallahu ke qadmo se haq Medina. Hazrat is explaining that the greatness of the splendor of Islam, that they spread throughout the world, you can see the footsteps of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum on the sands of Medina to Munawwara. How they followed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tooth and nail. Every footstep, so much so, Allahu Akbar. Not only the sunan huda, one is those sunnahs that we have to follow to get close, to get guided to Allah ta'ala. One is sunan adiyah, that is a person's habit. Those sunnahs, it's natural, it's not that everybody can follow. But Sahaba was such, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar was traveling on once, going on a journey, and he stopped to relieve himself with his friend, then his khadim was what, so he relieved himself. After a few meters again, he carried on, and he stopped again, and he went to relieve himself again. So his khadim asked him, Hazrat, it doesn't seem like you had a need now. How come you stopped again, went to relieve yourself? He said, we were traveling on the same road with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the second time where I stopped, I didn't have a need, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to relieve himself under the tree. So I went to also sit there. So So this was the love the Sahaba now had. Allah give us a brilliant of an iota of this love. And this is what we should be begging for Allah Ta'ala. That today we have gone off the track. That is why the Ummah is in turmoil today. What is happening in Palestine, the way out is we have to turn back to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that we have to hold on to the way of life of our Shaykh, our pious elders. And finally Hazrat says, Wafadari upar Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ki akhtar hai tariq roshan hai shahr-e-Madina. That the loyalty of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. What is loyalty? To be firm on the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to be firm on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the message Hazrat Umar radiallahu gave the world. Kunna inna kunna zalla qawmun. We were the most degraded nation. How Allah gave us honor when we held on to the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We came into the fold of Islam. And he said, till Qiyamah, if you're looking for honor and you turn away from the Islam that was taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not any other modernized Islam or anything. That Islam that was taught to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you don't follow that way, then you'll be disgraced again. So myself, first of all, we have to be making lot of tawbah istighfar. And begging Allah to bring us back onto the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat says the history books are shining with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu sacrifice and how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought them up. And the Sahabat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says they were rijal. So Allah give us tawfiq. Allah says if you want to check your iman, check it according to the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhu.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nuhmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. From the Kitab Hayatul Muslimin, Ruh number 10, chapter number 10, The Rights of Oneself. We're reading last week certain rights. Continuing, Hazrat Ubaidillah bin Ibn Muhsin radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he amongst you who arises in the morning with iman, with health and sufficient food for that day, should consider himself as being in possession of the whole world. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu raised that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever seeks lawful earnings so as to refrain from begging and to fulfill the rights of his family and neighbors, he will meet Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah with his face glittering like the moon of the 14th night. This establishes that the seeking of wealth for a valid reason is exhorted and encouraged and is full of significance. Lawful wealth too plays its part in the acquisition of peace of mind, which is something desired by the deen. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, abstention from the world, which is ordered by deen, abstain makes zuhad, does not mean making unlawful which is lawful, nor the destruction of wealth. No destruction of the material bounties and means which Allah Ta'ala has created is not advocated by Islam, since possession of material wealth is conducive for the attainment of peace of mind, which is a desirable end. The overwhelming majority of people on earth cannot enjoy peace of mind without material prosperity. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has created both medicine and sickness. For every sickness there is a medicine. Resort to medicine and refrain from using haram substances as medicine. Note, this hadith clearly commands the protection of wealth, of health. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the stomach is the fountain of the body. If it is maintained in a healthy state, one remains healthy. If it is spoiled, the health deteriorates. This hadith too refers to the guarding of one's physical health. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, do not eat of these dates, for you are sickly. Umm Munzir radiallahu anhu then prepared some beet and barley. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered Ali radiallahu anhu to eat of it, saying, this suits you. This hadith also pertains to the protection of one's health. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make the following dua, O Allah, I seek your protection from starvation. In TV it is said that the reason for asking protection against starvation is that starvation produces physical weakness and mental anguish. Again, this hadith too implies the desirability of health and peace of mind. Another hadith mentions the significance of hunger, while this hadith above mentions the seeking of protection against hunger. Although there seems to be a contradiction here, in reality there is no contradiction. The significance of hunger mentioned in the hadith is similar to the significance of sickness mentioned in the hadith also. Like sickness, Hunger is not an end to be acquired. The significance in this regard refers to the thawab one will receive by adopting patience when overtaken by the calamity of sickness or hunger. When this has been imposed on one, there is nothing but patience to adopt. Thus the significance stated is from that direction. So if Allah Ta'ala gives a person sickness or a person hunger, then he must learn to make sabr, there are great rewards for it. But otherwise he mustn't, he asks Allah Ta'ala protection from starvation. Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu narrated that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, practice arrow shooting and horse riding. This hadith points to the maintenance of physical health and strength. As the hadith Nabi alayhi salam said, whoever gives up arrow shooting after having learnt it is not of us. The emphasis on physical strength and power is indeed great in this hadith. And in one hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a strong believer is better than a weak believer. This hadith speaks of physical strength, as is clear from the explanation of the hadith by the authorities of deen. Physical power and strength are abilities which Allah Ta'ala loves in His servant. Physical strength has to be developed by the believers. Since this is desirable, it follows that it is a duty upon one to preserve one's health and develop one's strength, while at the same time it will be un-Islamic to resort to such practices which are harmful and injurious to the health. Excessive eating, excessive sleeping, excessive indulgence in sexual relations are destructive to one's health. In the same way, excessive reduction in food and sleep produces physical weakness. Physical training, martial arts and ways of defense are all included within the scope of this hadith, that a person must become a strong believer. Physical training and methods of defense should be practiced within the bounds of the Sharia and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to understand.